Debbie Smith at the Manchester Craft and Design Centre. Debbie, can you tell me what you're doing here?
I'm installing a pin and thread drawing at the Manchester Craft and Design Centre for a week, and it's opening next Saturday, 3rd of July, from 2 to 4. Threadbare is the name of the show. It's my first solo show, so just a busy week ahead of getting it all sorted.
Can you explain a little bit about what a pin and thread drawing is?
Pin and thread drawing, basically I hammer pins into a wall or do framed works as well, but the installation pieces, I hammer pins into a wall and draw with thread by wrapping it around and tying it and using the thread as just another method of drawing, really. It all started when I was in uni and I was kind of playing around with transforming 2D sketches into 3D shapes and using space rather than just a 2D surface to kind of display my work. And I was playing around with lots of different techniques, and it was really material led, so I was just playing with the material and to see what I could do with it. I get my drawings all sorted, I go out and I photograph and I sketch and I get that all sorted, and I piece together a composition that works, and I usually design it to suit the space, because the spaces I usually work in are like corner spaces or just a bit kind of, they're not usually a flat surface, so I try to design something with this perspective in mind so it disappears into the corner or works with the flow of the room. It's quite versatile, you can kind of play with the scale, make it absolutely massive or quite small, and it works on both levels, and it's very versatile in the sense that it falls quite well into design and art.
How do you see this tensions between craft and fine art?
It's funny that actually. A lot of people think craft is a really, like, I suppose, dirty word in a way, but I think craft is a process, and people kind of utilize that to, it has a kind of nostalgia about it which makes it familiar to people. And I think with my technique in particular, I think it helps it be accepted in a way, because by presenting something familiar to someone, it kind of makes it easier to accept something new.
You've had a lot of success since you graduated, and am I right in thinking you went to the West Wales School of the Arts?
Yeah, West Wales School of the Arts, a very small little college in the middle of nowhere in Wales, but it was a great little college, very, like, just like a little family, and it was quite good in the sense you could kind of roam into any discipline, and I think that really informed my work, kind of not being restricted to just textiles. You could kind of play around with different like mediums and sculpture and talk to any tutors you wanted, or it just was very good in that sense.
Do you think that gave you a good footing for the success that you've had with, I mean, for example, winning the
Northern Contemporary Craft Fair?
Do you think that having that kind of cross-discipline attention helped get you to where you are now, or did you have any additional kind of professional development training?
The starting point was new designers for me. We had quite a lot of funding at West Wales School of the Arts by Laura Ashley for our stand at new designers, which meant that we had very few graduates from textiles, but we had a very big space at new designers, which gave me a lot of room to show my work. And from that, it's just gathered momentum, really. And I suppose I've been quite lucky in that sense. And other professional development would be the Crafts Council Development Award, which I received last year, and that's been really, really beneficial. And it's just, you can go to them whatever question, and they've organised different like training days and weekends away with other makers, and it's great networking, and it's just been a brilliant, brilliant opportunity. That.
Would you have any advice for young graduates coming out of college now for how to professionalise their practice and actually make a living from it?
I've always said new designers, like, really sell yourself at that, because it's such a big show and you get so much exposure there. That was my footing, really. It's just following up everything as well. It's like anyone you meet at these big shows, you have to kind of just keep onto them. And I know it sounds just be annoying, and you get places. And don't say no to anything. Anything you're offered, just don't say no. It's all getting yourself out there.
How long are you here at the Craft and Design Centre for?
I'm here for the week installing. Hopefully I get it finished. That's the plan. And then Saturday the show opens. So and I'll be doing some finishing off, and so if anyone wants to get involved down on Saturday, they come on down, it'd be good.